英語を聞き、それぞれの問いの答えとして最も適切なものを選択肢のうちから選びなさい。状況と問いが問題冊子に書かれているので読みなさい。聞き取る英語は一回流します。では始めます。
Question number one.
I made this chart showing the number of participants from each country and the number of medals they won. Great Britain had 294 athletes and won 120 medals.
Wow! How about countries with fewer athletes?
Well, Japan and Spain sent just over 130 athletes. Japan won 16 medals and Spain 42.
Spain and France had similar results, but France won 3 more medals.
Right. I'm surprised about Ukraine, though. They sent only 17 more participants than Spain, but they won twice as many medals.
Interesting. France and Germany had almost the same number of athletes, but they didn't do as well as Ukraine.
Well, Germany did better than France.
Wow! They won 152 medals.
152?
Oh, sorry. That's the number of participants. They got 66.
次の問題に進みます。状況と問いが問題冊子に書かれているので読みなさい。では始めます。
Question number two.
What are you reading?
A report on how Americans identify their ethnic backgrounds.
That's interesting. Are all Americans aware of their roots?
According to this, quite a few describe their ancestry simply as American, about 7%. And African Americans make up about 9% of the population.
So, what's your ethnic background?
Well, I'm Italian and Polish. Italian ranks 7th and Polish 8th.
What background is the most common? English?
No. Although it's more common than people who call themselves American, it's not even in the top three.
Many Irish immigrants came here because of the famine in the 1800s, right?
Yes. Nearly 11% say they have Irish roots. Pretty high, but it's not the highest. More people in America claim German ancestry than any other.
Now I understand how complex American society is.